Many companies negotiating mergers and acquisitions, M&A, contracts are haggling over whether the global coronavirus outbreak should offer legal grounds for the acquirers to walk away from their agreements, dealmakers say. Merger agreements routinely include contractual provisions to protect the parties involved, citing earthquakes, pandemics and unquote, acts of God unquote, as possible ways out of a deal. But with the S&P 500 index losing close to 12% of its value in the last 5 days as a result of the outbreak, some companies are asking for specific references to coronavirus in contracts with acquirers, corporate attorneys said. And quote, the discussion is happening, unquote, said David Gibbons, partner at law firm Hogan Lovells. And quote, sellers want to carve out the impact of coronavirus, and buyers are pushing back on that dot and quote. Morgan Stanley and number 39, S $13 billion all-stock acquisition of trading brokerage E-Trade Financial Corp, announced last week, offered the first example of a specific coronavirus reference in a publicly disclosed M&A contract. It stipulates that Morgan Stanley cannot use the outbreak as a reason to walk away from the acquisition, unless it can show that E-Trade and number 39's business has suffered a and quote, disproportionate adverse effect dot and quote. Traditionally, most M&A contracts do refer to epidemics or pandemics as potential grounds for an acquirer to abandon a deal, but rarely do they mention a specific disease by name. And quote, we do expect to see those closing conditions to be specifically negotiated on this point around coronavirus, comma and quote, said Brian Farney, global co-leader of law firm Sidley Austin and number 39, S&A and private equity practice. It is not yet clear whether specific coronavirus references will have any impact on the number of M&A deals that reach completion. A small minority of acquirers has always explored walking away from a deal, or asking for a lower price, when the fortunes of their targets sour, and companies that want a reason not to close on a deal will always find one, lawyers said. Companies being acquired are arguing that their buyers know already that the coronavirus is out there, and what the impacts on the company are, meaning it is not a reason to break a deal, Gibbons said. The sellers are saying, and quote, you and number 39, re-coming in with your eyes open, comma and quote, Gibbons said.